mention Fred Lincoln in America. When I'm in Ghana, call me Kofi. When I went to Liberia during the Ebola crisis right after, they gave me name Fumo. So those are my real name, Kofi and Fumo. Just to piggyback on what Kamasi spoke of, it's the effort to help our people during crisis. I want to speak about the Bahamas, but before the Bahamas, it was the crisis in Liberia during the Ebola crisis. And that was a tragic time for our people when all the schools were closed, all the shops were closed, the hospital was closed. People were afraid to talk to their neighbors because they could have contracted the disease. And over here at that time, you know, if you're grounded culturally, then you're gonna feel the pain of your people. And we felt the pain of our people. And we had a group over here got together, and we worked tirelessly to gather food, medical supplies to take to Liberia. And as someone mentioned earlier, that you know sometimes when you send things, they get lost. So in this endeavor, after we have collected, I think in this side of town, Mount Pleasant area, we collected 55,000 pounds of rice just from that community. And we were able to send three containers with the help of the longshoreman president from this union, this black union right here. And we went over with the supply. We weren't comfortable sending it there, and we didn't go to make sure that supply got to the rural area. Because usually things stop in the city and it doesn't go any farther. So we went with the supply, stayed 13 days to make sure it was distributed properly. And doing that effort, we had to help Kamasi. Most people don't know. I always get on when we try to do too much. Put on this affair here today, the one-man show, and he'll work tirelessly with us to load those containers. We have to take it from the drop-off point and take it to the warehouse to be shipped, and he was there day and night. We stored a lot of stuff in his garage. He has a huge storage area. We did that. And working with people in the community, and we have someone here today that I have a whole lot of respect for, and that's Mr. Lawrence Eugene is here. Lawrence, stand up so they can see who this man is. He's one of the most successful businessmen in this area. Usually business people, you know, all they do, they get fat, and they don't share. But he is a giving person. Any endeavor we engage in, we call his name. And he'll never let us down. He gives money. And on my trip to Liberia, since I was going and he had business to take care, he couldn't go. Well, to my surprise, he bought the ticket.
Wow.
To send me to Liberia. Finally got a chance to go to Liberia later, and we went for a few days this time, and I don't know when he came back. He wouldn't leave Liberia. He stayed over there, traveled to a lot of the countries in West Africa to meet, as he called it, his people. And I want to give that special thank you to him for being a devoted soldier all these years. So coming down down to the Bahamas, another tragedy. And SRDC, although our basic goal was to join the, become a member of the African Union, but we have the greater responsibility of dealing with the object in front of us. And if that's a tragedy, no matter where it is, when you're culturally grounded, you have to respond. And the Bahamas, I saw the devastation on TV. And as always, I felt that pain. And Kamasi and some other outstanding people in the community said, we must do something. In a short period of time, we had a container full of food and supply, medical supply, going to the Bahamas. But we have long-term goals for the Bahamas also. These folks don't have but a tent to sleep under. So long-term goal with some other organization, they're taking the lead. We're going to build houses over there. And we have an effort going on to be a part of that process, been sending the material there, and we're gathering material now, building material to send to the Bahamas as a long-term plan. I think they call it the million-dollar plan of helping the Bahamas. I want to touch on the International African American Museum that's taking place down the street from here. Everybody understand or heard about Emmanuel Nine when this racist went in and killed nine of our brothers and sisters? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, the museum is going to be a beautiful thing, but we, as black folk, we're not in charge in implementing this process. We have a mayor that was in office for about 37 years, and he dictated everything. He took over that, and he's leading the charge. And that museum is going to be a cash cow for Charleston. And right now, that's what it's being designed for, to bring tourists in, to cultivate on the fact that nine people were killed down the street. They're going to utilize all that to generate billion for the city. All we ask for, group of us went to the mayor and that we would like to see a black restaurant in that building, owned by black folks, that they would enjoy some of the benefit of tourists coming to this town. The mayor said no. Now, what gave him the authority to say no? He lived in a town where he controlled all the black ministers, black politician, anything he wanted to happen, happened. And he did that for years. If a black candidate ran against him, black candidate couldn't get the support of one minister in this town or one black politician in this town. And that would include people like James Clyburn and all of them. They would, nobody would support them if the mayor said no. So the mayor is dictating whatever happened with this museum. It's, it could turn into
a black museum, but as it is now, it's the mayor's vision that's taking place.
And, people need to understand that. And we in that struggle to try and change that narrative. But as it is now, that's how it is. And, our effort now in this community, and we're going to get it in a concerted effort to organize to make this library happen in Liberia. And I'm going to be full force behind it. We have done all these other things, but I think this is our number one priority, to see if we could build something. We know the teardown stuff, but can we build this? And I guarantee you, we have organizations
in Seattle, Ohio, California. But I think Low Country Charleston, we're going to be a step. like to recognize someone else also. Every year I look
forward to this. I go to a Nigerian party. And if you ever taste good food, go to a Nigerian party. And Mr. Sullivan is here, who usually invites us. Kamasi goes, he bring extra bags to take home food. And my daughters, 1 year I didn't take them, and no more. When you have daughters, and they get angry after you, you know. So he invite us every year, and I go over there, and I really enjoy myself just to be among all the people and from Nigeria. And it's very touching. Yeah, yeah. We all get together over there, and we have a nice time.